But then seeing all that mess disappear is what makes it so satisfying. You look close and suddenly you can see the slightest speck left on the rug, the streak in the mirror. All of it's gotta go and it's going. It's gone. That floor may not stay clean for long, but look at it now. Of course, there is a problem with having the floor so spick and span. It makes that dirty oven door kind of stand out, and the side and the front and the handle on the refrigerator door, the microwave, what the heck was this? And the cupboards. And if you really get down to clean out the back of the pantry, you might find a mouse has been in there, and you've more or less given that mouse a cookie, and before you know it, you're cleaning everything in the whole dang house. You can find at least a million other things to do. It's been a while since I dusted the books. We all have different standards of tolerance, and if any one of us stopped to think of it, I bet you a brand new broom that we'd each one of us place ourselves at about the same point on that scale, just one side or the other of the middle. Not a slob like so-and-so, not OCD like you-know-who. But if we were to compare ourselves at all, and really, why bother? But if we did objectively examine our own cleaning habits and our routines, I'm sure we'd each conclude that we have it about right. But some people are just a little, you know, which is as it should be, that we're each satisfied with our own routines because we all want to keep it clean. Every plate or swipe at the counter is a fresh start, another swing at the day. Washing the car makes it ready to drive, and we've got places to go, seasons to turn. You can find at least a million other things to do, because it's Saturday and sunshine and finally nice enough to want to be outdoors. We don't have to clean the yard, but we get to. We have time to roll up the garden, to sweep out the garage, put away the garden hoses and summer stuff. We get to clean out the gutters, rake the leaves, maybe make a list of things to do. Not too long a list. We get to do it again tomorrow.
You are tuned to 91.7 FM, KAXE, Grand Rapids, Hibbing, Virginia, and the Iron Range. Authentic local radio in northern Minnesota, 89.9 FM in Brainerd, 105.3 FM in Bemidji. We also audio stream on the internet at kaxe.org.
kan råbe ham som står og sælger frugt og grønt, blomstrer meget mere. Jeg kigger op og håber denne forårsdag må blive til mange. Så pakker jeg fiolen, tager en tommel i, jeg kender lidt dagen damper af, vi misser op mod solen, tuller hjem, men skygger det bliver lange. Højde stiger uden scene, rød og vise ord for ene, frie fugle drikker solen fuld, tænk hvis man var helt alene. Højde stiger uden scene, rød og vise ord for ene, frie fugle drikker solen fuld, tænk hvis man var helt alene.
Currently around the Grand Rapids area, about 37 degrees, some scattered sun, scattered clouds. It looks like it's going to be a pretty decent day, a little bit of a breeze, not too bad. For the rest of today, partly cloudy skies, highs 40 to 45 with southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 28 to 33. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs 52 to 57. It's kind of nice to see some 50s on there. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, lows 37 to 42, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Monday, back to work, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of late rain in the afternoon, highs 53 to 58. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of light rain, lows 35 to 40. Tuesday, cloudy with a 40% chance of rain, carries on Tuesday night, only that light rain shifts to a little bit of snow, lows 28 to 33 on Tuesday. Wednesday, partly cloudy as well with a 40% chance of light snow and rain. That's a look into your weather. Programming on 91.7 KAXE is made possible with support from the Western Itasca Review and Deer Path Shopper, covering and delivering the news to the residents of Western Itasca County since 1896. 105.3 KAXE is supported in part by the Bemidji Community Arts Center, providing monthly exhibits by local, regional, and national artists. For more information, you can call us at KAXE. The number is 218-326-1234. Support for programming on 91.7 KAXE also comes from Sunshine Gardens Nursery and Landscaping, where Bonnie the Plant Lady designs and installs artistic landscapes. Sunshine Gardens Nursery and Landscaping, open 9 to 5:30 daily, offers a selection of annuals, perennials, herbs, trees, shrubs, and Minnesota native plants. Online at sunshinegardens.tripod.com.